Aloha and welcome. My name is Sandy C, coming at you from Maui, Hawaii. Hope you enjoy this daily meditation as we read from God's Word today. Sit back, relax, and receive just what God has for you. Thanks so much for stopping in today. Today's message is called Your Battle is the Lord's. In Exodus 14:14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." This message was inspired by a song I have been listening to lately. It is called The Battle is the Lord's. It is sung by Yolanda Adams. This song has been very encouraging to me. If you haven't heard it, I would encourage you to listen to it. The words are really awesome. Some of the lyrics go like this: "All things work according to the Master's holy will. No matter what you are going through, remember God is using you, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. There is no sadness Jesus cannot heal. The Lord is the only one who can fight it." We are all facing some kind of battle in our lives. It might be emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, or whatever it may be. I believe this is a message for you today. I want you to be encouraged as you listen. God knows what kind of battle you are facing. You just need to pray and put the situation into His very capable hands. God will fight this battle for you. You just need to be still and know that He is God and He has everything under control. It may not look like it right now, but trust me, He really does. No matter what you are facing in your life, Jesus is still on the throne. Here is a list of certain battles that we face in our lives. If you see yourself in some of these words that I say, be encouraged today. The battle you are facing is the Lord's. Battles with depression and hopelessness, hurts from our past, a spirit of defeat, insecurities within ourselves, lack of confidence, survivor's guilt, despair, suicidal thoughts, sickness or pain. Maybe you are experiencing relationship battles with your loved ones, your friends, or your coworkers. It could be a battle with drug addiction, pornography, sex, immorality, homosexual behavior, drunkenness, anger, and jealousy. I want you to open up your heart, mind, and soul to all that God wants to say in these next passages that I read and be forever changed in Jesus' name. In Exodus 14:13-14, it says, "Moses answered the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.'" In 2 Chronicles 20:15, it says, "This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." In 2 Chronicles 32:7 8, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." In Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." I hope you were encouraged by these scriptures today. God will go out before you and fight the battle for you. He is your protector, comforter, and provider. There is nothing you have to do but surrender, pray, and trust him. He will work this whole situation out for you. If God has got the whole world in his hands, then he has surely got you. The battle you are facing today, whatever it may be, is the Lord's to handle. Let go of it and don't hold on to it or try to do it yourself. You might just be getting in the way of what God wants to do through your situation. Take your hands off of it and just trust the Lord today. I pray that you will walk in God's supernatural peace as you allow Him to fight the battles you face. Give God the battle. He will take care of it. All you have to do is trust Him. He knows what is best for your life. I pray that all of the hurts from your past are healed in Jesus' name. If you are facing a sickness, I pray that God will touch you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, and that you will be totally healed in Jesus' name. If you are facing division in your family, I pray God will bring total restoration in your family. If you are facing depression, I pray that God will fill you with the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. If you are facing addiction, I pray you will be set free from that bondage in Jesus' name. Never forget, your battle is the Lord's. Aloha from Maui. This is Sandy C. Thanks so much for stopping in today. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please join me tomorrow as we get into God's Word and see what He has in store for us. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Aloha.